Part of the effort to curb childhood obesity in the U.S. has been to rethink vending machines, in particular those offering sugary drinks to students at school. The theory is that students will make healthier choices when they have healthier options in front of them. And new research from Dartmouth College shows the contents of those machines are changing. Less sugar, more bottled water. But not every school is changing in the same way. Dr. Anna Adachi-Mahia led the study of high schools in New Hampshire and Vermont, which was recently published in the journal Public Health. She joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, one of the factors you looked at with the vending machines was the surrounding area of the school. Was the school in a city, a town, or a more rural area? And does that factor then turn out to make a difference in what's in the vending machines?
Yes, it was interesting to see that when you compare rural versus town versus urban schools, there were some significant differences, both with the content of what's in the machines. So some schools were more likely to have sugary drinks than others, and also the advertising on the front of the machine. So, for example, advertisement for a sugary drink or advertisement for bottled water. It can be hard for schools to move on the path of healthy choices, but clearly there are some success stories. And so that gave me hope, and it made me think, wow, if we can see that much variation of what's offered in a vending machine, then we can point to those success stories of the schools and figure out what's working for them and how can we learn from those lessons so that other schools can follow suit.
I think a lot of us would have never thought of, you know, you'd have best practices for curriculum, say, or for classroom management, but not necessarily even the vending machine. But that might make a difference, you're saying.
Yes, especially in the context of high school. I mean, high school students are up against so much. They're tired. They have to go to school a lot earlier in the day than their bodies, than their circadian rhythms are really prepared to do. And I think that we as adults need to do our part to really help provide the healthiest environment possible in the schools. And we're seeing with this variation with what's offered in the vending machines that some can offer healthier choices. And so that's sending a hopeful message that, yeah, schools can really offer kids a healthy environment, and it's definitely possible.
What's the next question you'd like to have answered?
One of the things that came up for me was wondering, wow, if there's so much bottled water in these vending machines, do the students still have access to free palatable water through water fountains or other means? A student at Franklin Pierce, she was in the physician assistant program, and she did a small study where she visited some local schools and looked at their water fountains. And we saw a variation big enough for me to want to do a bigger study on that, but essentially it ranged from the new fountains where you can fill up your water bottle, so essentially it was a hydration station, to water fountains that were held together with duct tape. And actually, I would want to extend that not just the school environment, but the work environment as well. I've heard of some folks looking at the parched workforce and how some of us aren't just getting enough water in general.
Well, Professor, thanks so much for talking with me.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Dr. Anna Adachi-Mahia of Dartmouth College. And let's hear from you. What do the vending machines and water fountains look like at your workplace or at the schools in your area? Post a comment at nhpr.org or send us a tweet. We're at nhpratc, all one word. Or you can find me at Brady Carlson, all one word.